1620-945 WTAW. Action at November's Texas A&M System Board of Regents meeting included five building projects on the flagship campus. Almost 3 years in development, construction scheduled to start in January on A&M's new veterinary teaching and research complex. Chairman of the Regents Building Committee, Randy Brooks of San Angelo, said this is the first of two phases of growing the Vet Med College.
We were planning to go west out on toward Harvey Middle there on that corner. It was a huge amount just to get utilities run out there. And so I think some folks that are really smart in the room here figured out we ought to do this in two phases and put this one back where it is and then start with phase two.
Construction of the two-story building begins after demolishing an existing Vet Med building at Raymond Stotcher Parkway and Agronomy Road. Completion expected in June 2027, weather permitting. Approval also given for projects at two utility plants. The electric generator at the central utility plant located on main campus will be replaced. More than $26 million project replaces a generator that was installed in the mid-1950s. Work begins in December 2024, with completion expected in March 2026. The Regents also agreed to move up a year, expanding the utility plant serving Texas A&M's West Campus. Background information being provided by the chairman of the Regents Building Committee, Randy Brooks of San Angelo.
This tells you where the growth is on the campus. It's going west, and we're just trying to get ahead here and keep our power and cooling and HVAC capabilities up to where things are going. So this is a very boring project, but very necessary project.
A&M's Utilities Director Les Williams says this was key to the new Vet Hospital and the future Applin Center.
The project will involve the physical expansion of Satellite Plant 1 to allow for the installation of one additional chiller with space for one more later. This project is key on the Vet School and the Applin Center to support those projects.
Two more residence halls at Texas A&M are getting new heating and air conditioning systems. The university's Utilities Director Les Williams presented the projects for Moss and Davis Gary Halls at the Board of Regents meeting.
These buildings are identical, right? They were both built in the 1940s.
At both locations, the projects begin in December. They're expected to be completed in August of 2025. Williams says the cost of each HVAC replacement at each dorm more than $9 million, and at each location, the replacement will alleviate more than $4 million in deferred maintenance. This is 1620-945 WTAW.